Hello. Have you been searching for some inspiration? You've found it at the Christian Science Daily Lift. Starting us off this week is Christian Science practitioner and teacher Lisa Rennie Seitzma. She's from Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
Finger pointing. Although it can sometimes be an attempt to avoid accountability, isn't it better to look at what went wrong so a similar situation can be avoided in the future? Sure. But if we're looking for full healing, there's a higher way. When I was a student, I traveled by train to another country as part of an exchange program. A ticket agent handed me a train ticket and an itinerary. It didn't occur to me to compare the two, and I got on the train indicated by the itinerary. Several hours later, I found myself stranded in an out-of-the-way train station, having been kicked off the train for having the wrong ticket. Fixing the problem would both leave me short on funds and make me significantly late arriving at my destination. My initial reaction was to blame myself for not noticing the error, and also the agent for the mismatch. But blaming myself or the ticket agent was arguing that one or both of us had the power to create a situation outside of God's control. I felt a deep certainty that God, love, was indeed leading the way, and that, as His spiritual offspring, I could know what that way was. Help appeared in a completely unexpected form, and the steps I needed to take unfolded one by one. I arrived safely, with no loss of funds, and on time. This incident was resolved when I realized that God, love, had never lost control. There was no blame to assign. I had never left God's care, and neither had anyone else. Mary Baker Eddy writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path." Opening our hearts to God's love, we begin to grasp that, in reality, not one of His children can be blameworthy. This view brings healing. It shows that in our relationship to one another as fellow children of God, we can only bless others and be blessed.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.